بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ رواه البخاري. سيدنا ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are two blessings that many people are deceived into losing. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, health and free time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world only for a very limited period of time. We don't have an abundance of time. Previously, they used to have long lives. Such long lives that they did so much amal. If you look at the tafsir of Surah Qadr, where in the tafsir of Surah Qadr it's mentioned that there was an individual who was doing jihad and staying awake, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. For 80 years. How did these people manage it? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he lived for over 900 years. We don't have an abundance of time. Ulama have discussed the lifespan of individuals in this ummah. An average lifespan for a person in this ummah is somewhere in the region of 60 to 70. Whereas in previous ummahs, they used to have longer lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so gracious that in this short period of time, and you might think 60 years is a long time, believe you me, when you hit 60, you realize you got nowhere to go. You haven't done anything yet. Over that 60, you've wasted it. You've not gained anything in it. Just because you're young and yet you think that you have a full life ahead of you, don't be deceived by shaitan. He is ultimately the champion deceiver. And if you are the brothers in Etikaf were here, but the session that we're doing before Zohar of the Ta'lim from the book, we're talking about shaitan and how shaitan deceives individuals. And one of those things that he uses to deceive people creates destruction. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned there are two things a person becomes oblivious of. One is your health, and the other is free time. Do you have free time? What do you do in your free time? There was a time before when in the free time children would go out and they would play cowboys and Indians. That was a long time ago. Then children would go out and play football. And they would go out and play superheroes. I don't know, whatever. Now things have changed to such an extent, drastically, that children don't go out. They stay indoors. And they spend their time looking at a screen. I think we all do it. I've seen people of old ages. When I say old, I don't mean 80, 90. When you get to my age, that's old. They sit there with a phone and they're constantly scrolling, watching something. These two things, when you're healthy, that is the time that you should use to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Hazrat, my Sheikh, my Peer, Hazrat Murshid-e Alam rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Peer Ghulam Habib sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, on so many occasions when we sat to eat with him, He used to hit our thigh. He would hit our thigh. Not hard. And he would say, Bacha Kha. He would say, Bacha Kha. And then he would say, Jaan Bana. He would say, Jaan Bana. Take tu Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat kar sake. He used to say, Child, eat. Your mother usually tells you to eat. Your father's not too bothered. Nahi khata ja. Hazrat was so caring. He used to say, eat. And he used to say, become strong so that you can, with your strength that you gain, you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're not strong, if you're not fit, what do they say? Healthy body, healthy mind? It's not the other way. No matter how good of a mind you have, you cannot have a healthy body. You can be Einstein. Who was that guy who was sat in a chair?
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen? Hawking. You heard of him? Stephen Hawking? A genius? No. The world classified him as a genius. Well, we don't classify him as a genius. To me, who is a genius? A Hafiz who's memorized the Quran Karim. Now, he's a genius. Hawkins couldn't memorize even one ayat. So, you can have the intellect, but you're not necessarily healthy in the body. So they say, a healthy body, healthy mind. And this is what the deen wants from you. This is what the deen wants from you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. You have a healthy body, so you can have, you can spend your time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Harun Rashid is a king. And he is a pious man. Generally in history, if you look, and I'm sure you've all done history in school, and when you look and you read history of the previous eras, you find kings and queens that ruled, but they were vicious, and they used to be bloodthirsty, and they used to hoard things, and they used to conquer places, and they used to enslave people. So you read all these things. So generally, leaders tend to be like that. However, not all of them. There are exceptions to the rule. Harun Rashid was a very pious. He was a king. He was a sultan. And he was also particular about his tahajjud and reciting Quranic Kareem and so on. He had a son. And he was only like 13, 14 years old. And something happened to him. He began to wear the clothes of a Sufi. How old is this boy? 13, 14? Who's 13 years old? Put your hand up. Who's 14? Put your hand up. You're all older? You can't be. Really? How old are you? 12. Oh, obviously he's not going to put his hand up. So he was about that age, and then he started donning. So in those days, Sufis used to wear coarse cloth. So he started wearing these garments of the Sufis. Now the ministers in the court, they noticed that the prince, he is a what? He's a prince. Today you look at the princes of Dubai and they have cars that are studded with diamonds and gold stuff, and they have gold taps in the toilet, and they have gold seats in the toilet which they sit on. Not like that. And they boast, and they come to London, and they bring their mega cars, and they vroom vroom in there's no city center in London, is there? There is. It's called West End. Yeah. And they just come and show off, and that's what they do. He wasn't like that. He was a prince. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ajib Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. Actually, I haven't come across anything where I read as to how he changed. But anyway, this is hidayat from Allah. Anyone can change any time if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides that individual. Even a child. So he started wearing these clothes. So the ministers in the court, they said to the king, they said, you know, your son, he is a prince. He is the future ruler. He is the future king. What are you doing? Can't you tell him that he needs to wear some proper clothing? Be like a prince. Act like a prince. He's become these dervishes, the Sufis. Sufis are simple people. Sufis are simple people. Sufis don't do nakre. When they come for etikaf, they don't want a big bistra and they don't bring a big suitcase. Today people, when they come for etikaf, they bring a big suitcase, 20 kilo suitcase. I don't know what you got. What you got in the suitcase? Some gold bars or what? And you see the Bistra now, these Sufis, when they come for etikaf, it's five-star service. Those Sufis were simple people. They lived very simply, they ate simply, they lived simply. Hazrat Khaja, the king came to, he is a Buzruk from our silsila, and a king came, so one of the Khadims came, and he said, Hazrat was sat there, and somebody was doing Hazrat's malish, and just making on the head. So one of the Khadims came, he said, Hazrat, the king is here to see you. Hazrat didn't move. Hazrat Khaja Abul Hasan Kharkani, Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat was in his khanka, and the king came to see him. Hazrat didn't move. He didn't get up to go and meet the king as he's coming in. These people were simple. They didn't give preference to people of material. So the king then eventually came in where Hazrat was, and Hazrat didn't even put his head up to look at him. Hazrat just sat there, and the Khadim kept doing the malish of the head. Say, what do you want? Anyway, the conversation took place anyway. So the king, Harun Rashid, he listened to the ministers because they advise. He said to the ministers, okay, I'll speak to him. So Harun Rashid called his son. He said, come here. So his son came, stood in front of him, and Harun Rashid spoke to him and said, look, you're a prince, you're going to be the future ruler, and it's not right that you walk around in this simple clothing. You need to wear the clothing of a prince and act like a prince. So his son stood there and looked at him, heard him out, didn't debate with him or argue with him. Nah. This is what we do now. If your father tells you something, the first thing you do is you come out with some words and you start arguing with your dad and you debate with your dad and then you make a case for yourself. Well, your dad is saying something, listen to him and keep quiet. So this is what he did. So he didn't make any case, so he didn't argue. All he did, he said, oh, okay. So in the ceiling has rafters. So in the rafters there was a bird. This is in the court of the king. So this son of Harun Rashid looked up, there was a bird there. With his finger he beckoned to the bird, come here. The bird came and sat on his shoulder. And then again beckoned to the bird went and sat back in the rafter, in the ceiling. Then he said to his father, do you think I can get that sitting on a throne? Do you think I can get that sitting on a throne? Straight away his father understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given my son a very high level of wilayat. If you want, I'll continue tomorrow. I'm tired now. So some of you must be thinking, Jannai banai khakar. Not in Ramzan. So tomorrow to continue, inshallah. So if you want to listen to the rest of this, you'll have to come tomorrow, inshallah. So, as-sihatu wal-faraq. These things, these are blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a blessing, you should use that blessing to your benefit. And that's the only way you're going to benefit, is by understanding the value. What is the value of the health that you have? It's not in playing football or playing cricket or sitting on a, I don't know, on a PC or sitting on a Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo or even on your mobile phone, scrolling page after page after page after page after page of tick and talk, tick and talk, tick, and that's what you do. Why? What do you get from it? You probably end up watching videos where people are being pranked and you laugh at it. How insensitive is that? Me personally, if you ask me, my opinion is all these people who make these prank videos should be stood in a line and shot. Because not only are they're causing... It is haram to laugh at the expense of someone's getting hurt. And how many of you are guilty? Okay, you've seen a video, you don't know the person who made it, you don't know the person that's getting hurt, but someone is getting hurt, really, that's been recorded, that's been videoed, and now you're watching it, and you're laughing at it. Tell me, are you guilty or not? You are guilty. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask you on the day of Qiyamah, you watched a video of a person getting hurt and you laughed at him? You're guilty. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you on the day of Qiyamah, what are you going to say? Don't waste your time on these things. It's a fleeting moment where you kind of think, yeah, I had some fun watching that. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Whatever free time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, use it wisely. Yeah, I know you're going to think, well, when can I have free time so I can be free and where I can... When you can go out for a walk, go to the park, that's your free time. Of course, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had free time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Aisha, our beloved mother, they were on the seaside. Rasulullah and Hazrat Aisha had a race. They ran. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her overtook Rasulullah. She was so fast. So you can have free time. But to what extent? To what degree? How much? Unfortunately, from the time we wake up till the time we go to sleep, all our time is free. We're not doing anything constructive apart from being on a screen. So these two things are blessings. Health, so that you can worship as when you're strong, and free time, so that you can devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste it. These two things are wasted. These two things are wasted because we don't take them into consideration. Our health, some of us sleep for hours on end and we still want to sleep after we wake up. So look after yourself. Take care of your health and take care of your free time. And one way of, you know, creating an appreciation for that is remember Allah. Remember Allah. If you remember Allah, you will remember, okay, if I'm remembering Allah, then I need to do something for Allah. What are you going to do? You can even just do La ilaha illallah. Say it. Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then sometimes if you feel like it, you can take the name of Allah and just say, this is the name of Allah is Ismi Zat. It is the personal name of Allah. And just say Allah. So you know when you go home, before you go to sleep, everyone here, even the children, should sit before you go to sleep and say, Allah, 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 for a few minutes, then go to sleep. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم صلى الله تعالى برحمتك يا رب.